Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to No Reserve Radio. So first off, before we get into the episode tonight, I just would like to talk about something more meta about the podcast here. So I was browsing our we have all these social medias that we are notoriously bad about using right now. Mm-hmm. So if you go back and you can rewind the podcast right now and go back to the intro there, I said No Reserve Radio, right? Half of our social medias and our RSS feed or RSS feed, whatever, are listed as No Reserve Radio, but some of them, including the logo we use, is listed as No Reserves Radio. And I'd like clarification. Are we No Reserve Radio or No Reserves Radio?
Reserves sounds much better to me.
I guess I'm gonna keep saying No Reserve because it's easier to say. Angela, because you were here at the start,
I was,
and it was you and Adam that kind of went on the No Reserves because y'all were setting everything up. Was there necessarily a reason? Was it because you thought it sounded better, or?
Yeah, I thought No Reserve sounded better than No Reserve.
Fine, that's what it'll be. I'll change everything, but I had that question. I could have asked you off mic, but here we are. So
here we are.
We are in playoff basketball now, finally. So that's going to be basically the entire episode. But before we go into that, we are going to start with the question of the week. We are going to do it a little differently this week. We are going to actually keep it basketball related, which, if you remember back in episode one, we said the question of the week would not be basketball related because that defeated the purpose of it, which was to get us thinking and get our brains working, because they don't most of the time. But this one, since it is the start of playoff basketball, the best time of the year, we will have a basketball-related question, specifically an NBA-related question, because I needed to address that. So the question is, in your opinion, what is the biggest or best moment in NBA history? I have a couple. So these are, whether they're biggest or best is up for debate. Biggest moments would be LeBron James, the decision. Not for positive reasons, not for negative reasons. It's just a big moment.
That's up there.
Flu game, definitely up there.
Yeah, that's up there.
Jordan on Father's Day, right after losing his dad in the playoffs, that's up there.
The block.
What are some others? What are your favorite? What are your favorite big moments? Because my bias goes to Reggie Miller, 8 points in 9 seconds, or if we're gonna go the opposite way, just because it's more in my head for biggest NBA moments, the Malice at the Palace is definitely up there.
Yeah, that's fair.
What about Kobe tearing his Achilles and then sinking both free throws? That's got to be up there, too.
That's got to be up there. Kobe's last game.
I was going to say Kobe's last game is there for sure.
We were talking about this off-air just a little bit ago, but the We Believe Warriors beating the 1-seed Mavericks in the first round.
Yeah.
There's so many good ones. Shaq and Kobe in the 2000 finals.
I'm about to say Shaq has to have some moments. Shaq shattering backboards.
Yeah, I don't know if that's necessarily because that prior to the technology of non-breakable backboards, it kind of happened all the time. If we're going back in the past that far, obviously the NBA-ABA merger is a big one. I know you're not the biggest fan of the ABA. You think it doesn't matter, but Julius Erving came from the ABA. Like, most of the modern game is closer to the ABA than what the NBA was at the time. So, Vince Carter, the dunk of death. Who did he dunk over? It was in, I think, FIBA. Ooh.
Iverson, remember.
Or Tyronn Lue. I don't know. I've given all of them. You guys are not helping me here.
No, you haven't. I gave a few.
Did you?
Yeah.
Austin, favorite big moment in NBA history? Go.
That clutch corner Ray Allen 3.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah, the one that saved LeBron's legacy. Kawhi's game winner against the 76ers, the bounce.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
that's
one.
Got to be up there, too.
The bounce, yeah.
Well, I'm sure we'll think of more, but we can talk about that more off air. So let's talk playoff basketball.
Yeah, let's do it.
We are... Tonight will be game three. I think tonight's the first of the game threes. I don't think last night.
I believe so.
I think it is, yeah.
Yep.
Again, right. We say this every episode, full disclosure, we are recording on Thursday because we are bad at editing. Eventually, we are going to have someone full-time editing so that we can record closer to the release date, which will make way more sense. So, last week was the play-in, this week is full-blown playoff. So, we'll talk individually about series and not games because the games haven't been... necessarily. Not all of the games have been really great. So we'll start with, I think, the hottest topic this week, which is going to be the Kings and the Warriors.
This guy.
Is it not the hottest topic of the week?
This guy. So Ren got on here. See, this is why Ren being the host is so suspect. Because he got on here, he had that intro, and now he's going to talk. He's going to do his little. He's going to start the show with his victory lap, basically.
My victory lap. What is my victory lap here?
The Kings. Your victory lap is
no,
the
no,
Kings.
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about that. I'm like, I will take my victory lap after the NBA Finals when the Sacramento Kings.
Sacramento Kings aren't going there. But going, sorry.
That will be my victory lap. Right now, specifically talking about Kings 2, Warriors 0, and what got us here. And more specifically, I want to talk about Draymond Green and Domantas Sabonis. Which I think is the bigger story than the Kings being up 2-0. By now, I think everyone has seen the play in question. Sabonis falls down, says he was protecting his head. I don't know if I necessarily believe that. It looks like that's what he's doing, but it also looks like he's grabbing at Draymond's leg. So he's kind of doing a little bit of both. But I think it was 2 weeks ago, Draymond kicked someone in the head. So there's also that to it. Either way, shouldn't have done it. Draymond pulls his leg free, stomps on Sabonis' chest, and then jumps off Sabonis' chest. at the time, Warriors were down 3. Draymond gets ejected, gets the flagrant 2. Sacramento gets 2 shots in the ball back. Basically seals the game. Draymond goes on to get suspended. So he is out tonight for game 3. So we'll start with the, do you think the suspension was warranted? Do you think that it was just a fluke accident like a lot of Warriors fans are claiming right now? How do you feel about that play? Are you on Team Draymond here, or are you just completely indifferent?
I'm kind of on. I'm not all the way there. So I think that part of the suspension has to do with Draymond's legacy.
Absolutely.
So it's not
That's
like
exactly this was, what I was going to say.
It's not like this was a first-time offense. And while I don't think the play was smart per se, Draymond is generally the enforcer of that team. So Draymond's going to do what Draymond's going to do.
So, here's the thing about that, though. If Draymond doesn't react, if Draymond just trips, like flops, does the Chris Paul or LeBron James just sells it, that's a technical, maybe even a flagrant one. I don't think it's a flagrant one on Sabonis. It's definitely a technical. You're down 3. That gets you shots and the ball back when you are down 3. because of the added dramatics, because not only did he do the stomp, but then he jumped up on the scorer's table and antagonized the fans and really just drew attention to the fact that he just did something really stupid.
Yeah.
There's just, you have to be smart during the NBA playoffs, any sport playoffs. You cannot make stupid decisions like that. That's not a basketball play. He completely screwed over the Warriors because now he's out. Yes, they have players that could step up, and if they do, they are at home. But the Warriors are under the pressure here, right?
Because are they, though?
They're the defending champions. The Kings have nothing to lose.
Yeah, the Kings are playing with house money.
Yeah, they're just having fun, like they've been doing all season to great success. And they're the higher seed. Like, the Warriors are way more under pressure, and now they're going to be under more scrutiny. They're missing one of their key players, whether you like Draymond or not. He is a vital part to that team. And it's just over something stupid. Because whether you agree with me that the Kings are going all the way, because they are.
No.
Going down 3-0 against this Kings team, you're not getting out of the first round now. There is no way they're coming back from that. I don't think they can come back down 2-0, just because this team, once it gets steam, is just unstoppable. But I spoke long enough on this, so it's your turn.
I mean, it's not the worst things Draymond's done in his entire career. And I think the Warriors...
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Warriors are equipped to handle that. They have, if I'm not mistaken, they are the most savvy playoff experienced team in the playoffs, at least as a unit. Obviously, there's one LeBron James in the playoffs. So, it's not the end of the world. I don't think it's the end of the world.
Austin, I'm going to force you to participate.
I was just waiting my turn.
So what is your opinion on the Warriors-Kings series, and in particular, the Draymond Sabonis situation?
So, a little like what Angelo said, I think it's his legacy. I was starting to think of it as a way of, like, if you're going down a highway, if there's two cars going over the speed limit, one SUV, one sports car, you're going to pull over the sports car because you're assuming that they're going to be the ones that you want, right?
I mean, I'm just going to drag race them, but yeah.
Yeah, well, okay, whatever. But, so, like, it's just who he is. I think the suspension was unwarranted.
Oof.
Especially with the Sabonis antics as well.
I just... I have a hard time saying that because if Draymond had reacted, yes. But what he did, he grabbed a hold of him. How many times a game does someone grab a hold of someone? It's all the time. It's every rebound, essentially. It's the fact that what he did then was essentially assault him. He stomped on his chest. Draymond Green is not a small boy.
No,
he's a big man. He's a big, big man. He is, as the kids say, thick.
Yeah, but when you're getting grabbed for a rebound, you're getting grabbed, like, at your waistline, not your ankle that could put you out for your season.
I mean, stomping on someone's sternum could put them out for careers.
Nah, they'll be fine.
I don't like this new Austin that agrees with Andy on everything. It's kind of getting so we're going to move on because y'all are wrong. The Kings are going to win this series. It feels like a given at this point. They play tonight at 10 p.m.
It's not a given.
It's a given.
It's not a given.
They are making the NBA Finals.
Listen. I'm going to hold judgment because have the Kings gone into Golden State and won?
I don't have their series.
We'll find out tonight.
In front of me, but we will find out tonight.
No. The answer is no.
Okay. Hold on. Which team has home court advantage?
It would be the Kings.
So let me turn this question around on you. Have the Warriors gone into Sacramento and won?
Not yet.
They haven't at all.
That's why I'm saying the series hasn't started yet. The series doesn't begin until you have a team lose at home. Then that's when things get interesting.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
That is the... Yeah, okay. So going into our next, we're going to go to your homeboy here.
Yeah, okay.
So we are going to go to... You thought I was talking about the Lakers. We're not. We are going to talk
Cavs.
About...
No.
We're not talking about the Cavs. We're not talking about the Cavs. We are going to talk about the Clippers and the Suns.
Oh, Lord.
We are going to talk about the Clippers and the Suns. Specifically, we're going to talk about the Game 3 tonight. What is special about Game 3 tonight, Angelo?
That Kawhi will not be participating. Or Paul George.
No, Kawhi will not be participating. Huh. All that load
quick interjection.
Go ahead.
The Warriors are 3-1 when it comes to Sacramento. Undefeated at home and have taken one game in for the regular season, at least. Taking one game in Sacramento.
Kings are going all the way. So, Kawhi, he's not playing tonight. That's weird. He prolonged his career by resting a random game in November, right? It's almost like it's completely irrelevant, and he should just play those games because you're going to get injured anyway. If you're going to get hurt, you're going to get hurt. Or tonight, he's feeling a little under the weather and is deciding to load manage during the playoffs, which... Great leadership, if that's the case. So the series is currently tied 1-1. Do we have a game? We do have a game tonight, 10:30. I will be asleep. I will catch the highlights in the morning. The Suns and Clippers. I think that's the only unique situation going on with the Suns and Clippers is Kawhi being out. I don't think there's any other strange.
We'll see. Clippers did take a game one in Phoenix, which is always good. But if the Clippers don't have Kawhi or Paul George.
So
yeah, I told you they don't have either. But if they don't have Kawhi in this series, they're dead in the water. So
I think they're dead in the water anyway. Anyone that knows me knows. My three least favorite players, I'm not going to spoil the third one because that's coming up, but my three least favorite players in the NBA include Kawhi Leonard and Chris Paul, so I do not want... if both teams could lose this series, I would be happy.
Nope. Suns to the finals.
Oh, God. Why?
CP3 ring.
I don't know why this
made me... Best point guard of all time.
When we do our off-season rankings, which are coming up, he's not even on my top 10 anymore. At one point, he was. He's not anymore. He is, at this point in his career, one of the most overrated players in the league because people still act like he makes game-changing difference.
Wow.
You're wild.
Do you think he still does? He's like a net negative on defense.
Breaking news, Brogdon won Sixth Man of the Year.
That's not surprising. I think that was all of our predictions.
Yeah, that was our consensus for sure.
Yep.
Side note, since we're going off on that. So apparently the Rockets are interested in bringing Harden back this offseason.
Cool.
I mean, he probably misses those strip clubs.
He
probably misses them. What?
Harden's career has been interesting, I think.
It really has. I was thinking about that today, like, going back, because I'm not going to say I forgot he was on OKC, but I forgot he was on OKC. And it's not that he wasn't great while he was there. It's just like the Harden that emerged after he left OKC just completely like overshadowed.
Yeah.
It wasn't even close. So Clipper Suns. I forget who I picked.
You picked the Suns.
I think I picked the Suns.
I think we all picked the Suns. I just said the series would go seven because I thought that the Clippers would have Kawhi. But if that's not the case, then no.
No, he bent his fingernail back today, so he's out for the next
two weeks. It's a right knee. Stop it.
Oh, he bumped his knee on the desk, and now he's out for 2 days.
Oh, my God.
Well, we're not going to... We'll move right on to my third least favorite player in the NBA. Just might as well knock these all out of the park. It's also your boy. So Jimmy Butler in the Miami Heat. Granted, they don't have Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero broke his hand. He's done for the postseason.
Yeah.
Which it doesn't matter because the Miami Heat are going to be done for the postseason. Giannis Antetokounmpo. Would you say he's a top three player in the NBA?
Right now, yeah.
Okay. Austin, would you agree with that assessment?
Obviously.
Well, that's a consensus. So, Giannis Antetokounmpo out for game two, right?
Yep.
The Milwaukee Bucks without Giannis Antetokounmpo and with top player Jimmy Butler, as Angelo is wont to call him, 81 points in the first half.
Yeah, the Bucks are nasty.
The Heat are just bad.
Just...
And it's not that the Heat are bad. It's that Jimmy Butler is not a good player.
This guy. The Heat's depth is bad.
The Heat's depth is terrible. Well, I mean, it did
get better. It's terrible. No, finish the sentence. It's terrible.
I don't want to say... I won't say it's terrible. I said it was terrible because when we did our Christmas wish list episode, I said the Heat needed a bench.
Yep.
And it definitely got better as the season went along, and we didn't comment on that, and we should have, because we didn't do due diligence of following up on our statements. The Heat's bench got better as the season went along, and I think that's how they improved their standings. But Tyler Hero going out, that's...
Yeah.
He's too important to that team.
Not only that, you have the Bucks in the first round who had the one seed. You had to win the play-in tournament, basically, to get in. It's just a bad situation.
I mean, Miami. When you can't stop Pat Connaughton from dropping 22 on you, you've got problems.
You do have problems.
But, you know, if you had an actually good defensive forward, maybe you wouldn't have Pat Connaughton drop. You know what? I'm just going to let history speak for itself. Who's the next on the docket? Who did we... I'll give you the Cavs and Knicks. What do you want to talk about with the Cavs and Knicks?
I am kind of shocked the Knicks took game one, but also not shocked the Knicks took game one. I think what you said happened. They came out. They didn't know what was going on, and it was a rough first game. Like they held the Knicks to, like, I believe it was 106-91, and you know, that's 106 in today's NBA isn't terrible. Like at all defensively. So I think they just came out stale and they corrected in game two. And now they got to win New York. So I got to win game three or four, hopefully.
I think the most interesting part of game two was how bad Mitchell Robinson played.
Yeah.
I think he had like 2 points.
Yeah. Brunson has been absolutely torching us. But
Brunson has just been. Since he was on the Mavericks, like, if the Mavericks still had Jalen Brunson and not Kyrie Irving, I think we're talking about them being in the, I don't know, probably the sixth seed. I don't think they have the defense to go any higher than that this season.
I could see that.
But, yeah, with, that's going to be the worst non-re-signing, like when we're looking back at like worst GM decisions of 2023, when we get to that in the offseason, I think we're going to be looking at not re-signing Jalen Brunson as one of the dumbest things that happened this year, because he has been fantastic. Game one. Mitchell Robinson had a terrible game one, too. Side note. I just don't think the Knicks are the team that matches up badly against the Cavaliers. I think they actually match up really well because
that's true.
The Knicks have a lot of depth and they've got a lot of outside ability.
That's
nobody
true.
Is getting inside on the
Cavs. No.
Because you've got Mobley and Jared Allen. It's just not happening. Yeah. Okoro is pretty solid. He's a versatile defender for sure, but he's a pretty, I would say, decent interior defender. Like, you're not getting to the rim, but the Knicks are very good at moving the ball and getting the open shot. So I don't think they're the best matchup for the Cavs. I think after this series is when the Cavs are really going to start to shine, because I still do think the Cavs are getting out of the series. I don't
think easily.
New York has the top-end firepower to beat the Cavs.
No.
I do think they have the firepower to take a game or two away from them, though.
And the thing that was most encouraging to me is even game one, we only scored 90 points. Donovan Mitchell still had, I believe it was 38. It was close to 40 points. And I was like, okay, we're going to be fine. Mitchell's going to do what he's going to do. And I think the rest of the guys are going to figure it out as they go.
Yeah, they'll step up to the plate.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got to get more out of Garland, though.
No, 100%.
This is his first.
Didn't he just have a good game last night?
I think he had 19 points, if I'm not mistaken.
He had 32 points last night.
I thought he had over 30.
Oh, wow.
But I just think overall you've got to have more out of him. He is your lead guard. Obviously, Donovan Mitchell is the best player on this team, unless if you value, like, it's difficult. Because
he's the best scorer on the team.
He's the best scorer on the team. I think Mobley is still the best overall player on this team.
Mobley's scary.
I might overrate defense, but I think Mobley, he's not going to win. Did they already? Yeah, Jaren Jackson got Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, Jaren.
I think Evan Mobley is. If Jaren Jackson's the best defender in the NBA, Evan Mobley is a very close second. And I think that's only going to get better because he's only, 21, 22?
He's going to be a force for a while.
Yep, it's going to be nice.
Until he leaves and goes to South Beach.
Take it down to South Beach, the decision, 2.0. Hawks Celtics, Austin leads 2-0.
You don't, what do you want?
It's been a fun series.
No, it hasn't. This is what I thought was going to happen.
The games have been fun to watch, even if you expect the result. Okay, so I do not think the Hawks are a bad team. I think they're actually pretty well put together. Now that Nate McMillan is gone, they are playing.
I was waiting for the Nate mention.
He's got to catch strays every episode that I can. Now that Nate McMillan is gone, they are an enjoyable team to watch. You cannot get a worse matchup than the Boston Celtics. They can beat you in any way possible, whether it's inside, outside, transition, half court. They're going to beat you every step of the way. They are, in my opinion, the best team top to bottom in the NBA. They have amazing depth. Malcolm Brogdon is a starter on half the teams in the league, and he's their sixth man.
Yeah,
I don't think this is a knock on the Hawks. I think the Hawks have played very good basketball for what they are expected to do. But again, it's the Boston Celtics. What more do you expect out of them? Do you expect a team to beat the Celtics in the first round? Because that is stupid.
How about you take a game? How about you start by taking a game?
I'm sure they'll take a game. Maybe not.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be that sure.
I think they'll take a game.
Okay.
We'll reconvene on this next week because next week we should be out of round one.
Are we doing an extra episode?
I'm hoping. I want to start the extra episodes as we get into round two because round one has 1 and 8 seeds.
And yeah.
there's not as much to talk about because like right now we're talking about, wow, the Celtics are beating the Hawks. Like, that's what should happen. There hasn't been anything like, spoiler, next we're talking about the Nuggets beating the Timberwolves.
Goody.
Which overall has been, that has also been a good series. Like, yes, the Nuggets are stomping the Timberwolves, but it's still been a good series. That's the point I'm trying to make. Like, the Hawks have put up a decent fight against the Celtics. First game was 99-112. That's not bad. Last game, I think it was even...
Here's how you can tell Ren's not used to winning basketball. He just said they put up a fight. They're getting swept, but they put up a decent fight. That's a moral, that's a moral victory if I've ever heard one.
They get the participation trophy.
He really is. He's giving the Hawks and the Timberwolves, from the sounds of it, a participation trophy.
So, before I move on to what I was about to say, the NBA gives participation trophies where you get playoff appearances on your record. So, I'll just say that. Like, that already exists. I'm speaking as a fan of basketball, because if we're just going to say the best team is going to win and we know the Celtics are the better team, there's no point in having that first round, right? Do we like the game of basketball or do we like the trophy? Like, what is more important? For me, it is the game of basketball. That trophy is the most important part of that. But do we enjoy the game of basketball? Yes or no? I do enjoy the game of basketball, and those Celtics-Hawks games so far have been enjoyable basketball. If you disagree with me, you probably haven't watched them. Have you watched them?
I watched like part of it. You watched I'm not gonna watch Trae Young lose again. I've already seen it enough times, man.
So that's what I'm talking about.
It's all good.
I know the Celtics are making it out of the series. I'm not going to even pretend that the Hawks are going to make it, because they're not. The Cavaliers are making it out of the East. But it has been fun basketball. It has been high energy. Solid defense from both sides, which is surprising. Not great defense. Not great defense at all. Solid. Solid defense. And the offense you expect. Like, it's been energetic. It's been lightning in a can.
Auto.
76ers Nets. We'll go ahead and not go to the other 8-1.
Oh, man.
Actually, this one's stupid. Like, the Nets shouldn't be here.
No, they shouldn't. They really shouldn't. They just... I don't know.
Kevin Durant carried them to a playoff appearance, and that's where we are.
Yep. And they're about to get likely swept by the...
They are... Though, can we talk about game two?
Sure.
When was the last time... I guess I could go look to it. Was there any other game? Hold on. I'm going to keep talking while I'm looking for something. I do not think, and I don't see any. Oh, there was a Celtics-Raptors game. So, playoff basketball, and neither team gets 100 points.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how to feel about that.
Yeah.
Embiid had 19 rebounds. Who was the best player? Okay, who was the best player on the Nets that game?
Cam Johnson. Yeah.
The thing is, they've got a decent lineup. It's just... because they've got Cam Johnson, Dorian Finney-Smith, Claxton
Bridges, Bridges,
and Dinwiddie.
Yeah.
They just don't have any depth.
They still have Steph Curry and Joe Harris. I don't know. That's actually not a bad supporting cast for a star.
You and I have a different definition of bad supporting cast, because you just said two players and acted like that was a depth.
But that's the end of the depth. That's what I'm saying, like the back end. They still have all those other players.
All those other players. Would you like to name them?
Cam Johnson, Dorian Finney-Smith, Nick
Those
Klaas.
Those are your starters. We're talking about depth.
Okay.
Do you want a spoiler?
Spencer Dinwiddie, Royce O'Neal, Seth Curry, Joe Harris. But even then, if you get a star, one of those five goes to your bench.
So they had three players come off the bench. That's your depth. Royce O'Neal is a key part of your depth. Harris playing.
I'm saying for a star. I didn't say they have it now, but for a star, you add one of those players to the bench.
Three of the starters had to play 41 minutes.
True.
They don't have depth. They have a decent starting five. Like, it's not a great starting five, but it's pretty decent. Like, they just have no depth, and you're not going to tell me that they do. And then, oh, they've got Royce O'Neal.
So that's a decent supporting cast.
Come on. The 76ers have Jalen McDaniels, DeAnthony Melton, Daniel House. I can't think of who else they've got. Paul Reed. Gorgeous name. It's better than Joe Harris.
Anyway.
It's better than Joe Harris.
Buddy.
Okay, let's get the other boring one out of the way real quick. Nuggets and Timberwolves. Yeah. It's going how we expected it to.
It really is.
Yep.
Nikola Jokic stat padded. 27 points, 9 rebounds, 9 assists.
Stat Paddington.
Objectively bad performance, in my opinion. An
objectively bad performance.
That part is I picked Stat Paddington to make it out the West.
That's even if you think he's stat padding, that's not a bad take because
they
have a great supporting cast.
They do.
And they've got kind of an easy path after even at, like the first round is going to be really easy. It's not going to be that difficult to get there. I just don't think they get past the Kings. I'm just saying. I am so confident about this. It's going to hurt so much when I'm wrong.
I know. We're going to have a whole... I'm going to do the intro when you're wrong, by the way.
The whole episode.
I'm doing the intro.
We are doing...
I'm doing the intro.
We are doing a funeral for the Kings. When it happens. It's not going to happen.
It's going to happen.
But we're going to do a whole special episode. It's going to be just posted on the YouTube about how wrong I am.
It's going to happen.
It's not going to happen. That's how sure I am that I'm agreeing to a one-hour roast of Ren.
It's going to happen.
Anthony Edwards did have a great game, though. Karl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert,
So,
ignoring your bias, Angelo, because I know you've got a severe bias against both of those players. When the trade happened, yes, we can acknowledge.
I said it was a terrible trade.
The Timberwolves overpaid, right? Like, we're completely on board with that. I 100% agree with that assessment. Did you think at least Karl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert would make a decent pairing since they did on paper compliment each other's games? Because I thought this was going to work really well.
But then you realize that Rudy Gobert doesn't do anything except stand in front of the rim with his hands up and get blocks.
Right, but Karl Anthony Towns is a really good perimeter player.
He is.
That's the point I'm making, is did it on paper, did you agree that it looked like a good trade before you did not factor in the value?
Okay.
Yeah, the value, no. Absolutely not. That probably...
One of the worst trades.
Yeah, I've ever seen in any sport. I can't think of one actually worse than it.
We're not going to baseball. Go on.
Because in the NHL, technically Wayne Gretzky was traded, so that would be a terrible trade just on the basis that you're trading the greatest player of all time. And nothing you get back will ever be of that value, but in basketball, for sure, it probably is the worst trade of all time.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of bad NFL trades. But then
there's
again,
them for sure.
Yeah, I guess it just depends on whether you think like players should be worth more, because there is a lot of what I would call underpays, but there are also some overpays, like the trade up to draft. Was it Mitch Trubisky? If I'm not mistaken.
From the Browns. So, yeah.
In baseball, you had the Rockies paying the Cardinals to get their star player, which was hilarious. But yeah, no, in basketball, yeah, that's up there, buddy.
I haven't been paying attention for the past minute and a half.
I know.
So, to the listeners, I like baseball and I like football as a casual viewer. They're not my favorites. So, these two are the opposite. Honestly, Angelo definitely likes baseball more than basketball, because baseball is probably his favorite sport, I think. Am I right?
Pretty close. I don't know. It's hard. It depends on the day.
And then Austin is football. Oh. Football is hands down. He's regretfully a Cowboys fan, so that gives you all you need to know about his opinion.
You don't That's even know what being a Cowboys fan entails.
I see the memes.
Okay, you see memes.
That's why I started talking about basketball, because I have nothing to hope for in football.
So memes are how our generation and future generations will convey history.
Through memes. Oh,
God, don't remind me.
God damn it.
The history teacher over here.
I use those in my everyday.
You use memes?
Use memes?
I do.
Every day!
Immediate validation.
I put them in notes.
No, you could have. You had to have kept. You should have kept that to yourself. Oh my god!
Oh yeah. God. I did the Oprah memes talking about war. You get a war.
No.
That's World War One for you. It's how we're going to communicate. Like, I fully believe that in our lifetimes, like, if you've seen the movie WALL-E, where they're all floating around in chairs, we're going to be doing that, and we are going to be communicating strictly in memes.
Oh.
It's coming.
Oh.
So, anyway, that's the long way of saying, like, I'm the only real basketball fan here.
Real. Quotation marks.
It explains all his bad takes.
Yes.
And so half of our group chat, not our podcast, we have multiple group chats, podcast group chat, our main group chat, every time something comes up NBA related, okay? And this is getting meta, okay? Every single time we're talking about NBA rule changes or the NBA contract or like NBA players. I'm not kidding in the slightest. When Angelo...
Yes, you are. You are way over-exaggerating this, and you have.
No, I'm not.
You're way over-exaggerating.
So we had the... I'm going to give an example, since I'm over-exaggerating. Where we had the NBA CBA come out. And every single rule change, Angelo interjected with how the Major League Baseball... That is a terrible name, Major League Baseball. How the Major League Baseball? Because, like, the National Basketball Association, the National Football League, the National Hockey League, the Major League Baseball. That doesn't make sense. We're going to talk about that one off air as well, because I have a problem with the naming structure.
So what you're saying is Ren's going to do a
baseball episode.
This is going to be a baseball. We're going to do a baseball episode.
We're going to do a behind-the-scenes episode, is what you're saying.
So, every single change in the CBA, Angela was comparing to a baseball rule. Every single change.
It's not everyone.
It was everyone.
It was just about everyone.
It was every single one. It was. My snapping that day, 100% warranted.
It was not.
Even Austin, who's agreeing with you on everything, is telling you it was too much.
It was not. It was two things.
It was everything.
It was two things.
You say I'm over-exaggerating, you are underselling it.
It was two things, dude.
So, Austin he'll talk about football, but he doesn't compare sports because you can't compare sports.
Sure you can.
You cannot.
Sure you can.
No, you can't.
Sure you can.
You can't even compare the American League to the National League.
Yes, you can. See, this is how
you might be able to now. I will give you now because I think there were rule changes. I don't actually know. But
exactly. You said it. You didn't even know what the freaking rules were.
Because they don't make sense. There's a different rule for every MLB stadium. Tell me that's not true. Because I will pull them up right now. We will pause recording the main episode. We will start recording the post episode where we just talk. We're doing the post show about baseball. That's what we're doing. So this is your dream. You're getting a baseball podcast out of me. You're welcome.
This guy.
Where was I going with this when I started that tangent?
No one knows.
I don't know. It can go there with how many licks does it take to get to the center of a zero op, so. I just messed that up.
Okay. That was amazing. Los Angeles Lakers, Memphis Grizzlies.
I'm surprised it isn't 2-0 Lakers, and I'm kind of concerned. But it's okay.
That was what I was going to say, because they didn't even... Demetrius did not play.
No, he did not.
And the Lakers lost 93-103.
And they did.
I was wondering if Anthony Davis was out. He was not. He had a terrible game. LeBron had a good game. He had a LeBron game. Did not... I'm saying that, but as I'm looking at the box score, 3 assists is not a LeBron game.
That's true.
Austin Reeves continues to emerge as a decent player. D'Angelo Russell had a terrible game.
Yeah, he did.
I forgot Rui was there, but he actually had a really solid game. I'm a big fan of Rui.
Yeah, you're such a big fan that you forgot he was there.
I'm not like a fan, like I'm following his career. I'm a fan of his game. And I'm sorry that Lakers and Grizzlies game starts at 11 p.m. when I'm going to bed. When I've
game
been
one
in
was
bed
at
for
3.
An hour. Jared Vanderbilt also had a bad game. Really, LeBron and Rui were the only two that had a good game. So I don't expect that to continue. I mean,
they'll get it right. And plus, they already beat the Lakers with Ja out there. Or they already beat the Grizzlies with Ja out there. So, and they took a game in Memphis. That's huge. So I think the Lakers will be fine. And my prediction that the Lakers will be beating Memphis is going to come to fruition. But we'll see.
So segueing here, because segues are sexy.
Very.
Going back to the Golden State Warriors for a second.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
Let's say hypothetically, because we know it's happening, so we're not actually saying hypothetically, but let's say hypothetically, okay? They do not re-sign Draymond Green.
Mm-hmm.
What if Draymond Green goes to Memphis with Dylan Brooks? And then, Grayson Allen leaves the Milwaukee Bucks. Grayson Allen goes to the Memphis Grizzlies.
Honestly,
with Demetrius.
We'd probably be the NBA.
Is that the most hated team in the history of the NBA?
In the history?
Is that more
maybe
hated
not.
Than the Bad Boy Pistons?
No.
It
but,
might be.
But
they're
it
too soft
be
for the Bad Boy Pistons.
And good for the NBA. So, you give my stamp of approval.
Dylan Brooks would kick my ass in a fight, okay?
Yeah, probably.
I still want to punch him in the face.
I just think he's too cocky, and I think he's in the NBA right now.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, with how he is, if you add Draymond Green and Grayson out, that's easily the most hated team of all time.
I feel like if you add Draymond Green, he's just going to punch another teammate before the season starts.
Oh, God, they could take each other out.
Didn't Dylan Brooks say in the post game after game 2, LeBron's old and he'll worry about him when he drops like 40 or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Dylan Brooks is just trying to be Pat Bev.
Yeah, pretty much.
What?
Oh god, just put Pat Bev on that team too. Just go all out. Oh boy.
Yeah, and go for Russ. It.
And then Jason Kidd is the coach.
That Jason Kidd is the coach is the move, though.
Are we? Did we make it through all of the team? I think we made it through all the games.
I think we did too.
I think we did. So it seems like star players are missing a lot of time this postseason.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to see.
I don't want to see. So I want you to explain to me how load management is preventing these injuries.
So first off, not everyone load manages. Second off, you already have rules to prevent load managing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so mm-hmm. I guess trying to figure out why load management works is kind of a negative because you're already trying to prevent it. So
mm-hmm.
It's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
So let me ask a question. Does Kawhi Leonard load manage?
He was injured, but
Kawhi Leonard load manage?
He was injured, but generally, yes.
He was injured. So if Kawhi Leonard load manages and was injured, does load management even do anything?
If Kawhi thinks it does something, then yeah. For him, yes.
You know what? I'm not going to trust Kawhi Leonard's medical opinion because the reason he left the San Antonio Spurs was because he thought the doctors were wrong. He thought he knew better than the doctors.
I mean, it's still a mental thing. You still have to feel right. So Kawhi Leonard is the person responsible for his body. So, I mean, if that's what he needs to do, that's what he needs to do. I'm all for it.
I mean, it's totally working. Definitely. You know what? He sat out those games in October, November. He's going to sit out the games in May, too, because maybe. So here's my alternative. Maybe if he played the games, his body would have adjusted more to the physicality of the NBA and he wouldn't have got injured. You ever thought of that?
I mean, you act like he doesn't play any games.
I mean, does he really, though? How many games has Kawhi Leonard played? Why did all of my typing disappear? Because you act like Kawhi Leonard plays like 70 games a year.
You don't have to play 70 games a year for your body to get accommodated to the contact.
Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Kawhi has been in the league for 11 years.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4. 4 years has he played more than 60 games. 2 years has he played more than 70.
Sure.
You would think. I don't know. It's just a theory of mine, but if load management was preserving your body for a longer career, you would be playing more games. Oh, but that's just me.
Not in theory. I mean, it's Kawhi's body. You know, maybe he's just had bad injury luck. Maybe his body hasn't aged as well as it could. Maybe this is what he needs to do to play the games that he plays. You don't know. I'm not in there. So I don't know. But I don't think just because that's what he feels he needs to do, you should be, you know, witch hunting him and trying to put him on a stake because he wants to not play back-to-back games to preserve his body. That's like,
I absolutely should be.
Why? It's one player and one situation. Two, it's not like everybody does it. You still didn't Nikola Jokic play 82 games this year?
No. How many did Jokic play?
81.
80. I don't know, but Jokic is also a 7-foot tall, like 260-pound man. Like he's far more injury prone, but yeah, he played 70. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So out of 8 years, do you know how many times Jokic has not played above 70 games? One. He played 69 games 1 year, this year.
That's great. And being that healthy is great. That's not Kawhi's situation. So we can move on from it.
Maybe we should be emulating healthy players and not ignoring doctors because, you know, Jokic probably listens to his medical staff. You ever thought of that? Maybe he, like, listens to the people that have dedicated their lives to understanding the human body. You ever thought of that? Have you?
I just know what Kawhi knows, man.
I'm just telling you.
Just say.
That's what I'm trying to get across, is I get that Kawhi feels this way.
Yes.
But I'm saying, trust medical professionals that have dedicated their entire lives, literally years of their lives dedicated to the study of the human body. They know better than you.
So I just have...
Oh, go ahead.
I'm just trying to figure out something for Angelo.
Which is,
are you supporting load management or are you supporting Kawhi?
Supporting Kawhi doing load management if that's what he feels he needs to do. I don't think everyone should do it. But if you have to do it, I don't think you should be ostracized. I don't think they should make rules, you know, preventing you from doing it, essentially. I think that's
Do you draw the line?
Not handing out awards because and costing players money, incentivizing them to play hurt. But that's where you draw the line.
Availability is half of the award. If you're the best defensive player in the league, but you only play 50% of the games, you're not the defensive player of the year.
How often does the defensive player of the year play half the games?
But that's what I'm saying. You need to be there for the majority, the vast majority of your games, the super majority of your games.
I don't know about super majority.
So if you have two players that are very similar defensively, let's say they are identical defensive players, right? Okay, this is a hypothetical, Angelo, but I want you to follow along. You have two players. Let's say it's NBA 2K. They have the exact same defensive ratings. They're the same height, weight, whatever, right? One of them plays 80 games, one of them plays 75. Which one is the defensive player of the year? The one who played the most games. Why? Because he was more active in his team's defense. That is how you quantify the defensive player of the year. He had more of a defensive impact over a longer period of time. MVP, same thing. If you're only playing 65 games, you're not the most valuable player. If you're only playing 70 games, I have a hard time saying you're the most valuable player.
That's a pretty high bar, man.
Availability is 90% of any job you do, whether you were working at a gas station or you're a basketball player. Showing up is the first step. If you're not going to show up, you're not the employee of the month. You're not the most valuable player.
It's really subjective. Honestly, it's not.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is.
I think it very much is.
Because, like, you didn't answer my question.
Because you don't have a vacuum where people have the exact same stats. Sometimes the person with the smaller sample size can have a huge, huge gap between the dude who played 80 games.
Okay, so let's say.
But yes, if they're the exact same and one person plays 80, one person plays 75, yes, you want the person with 80, but I'm just saying that's not very often the case.
It's more often the case than, like, if you have two players that, I'm not saying identical, I was using identical as an example, I'm saying similar. If you have two similar players, which the race for defensive player of the year, like I said, between Jaren Jackson and Evan Mobley, I think Drew Holiday definitely, honestly, the playoffs have made me realize I was wrong. Drew Holiday should have been the defensive player of the year.
That's fair.
The dude is out of this world.
He really is. When You talk when people talk to NBA players, Jrue Holiday is one of the guys they say they don't want to go against.
Easily the most underrated player in the league.
Yeah.
But if you have those three players, they're all similar, like in terms of like defensive impact, right? Availability comes into play for me in terms of voting because I want the guy that's going to be there. MVP the same way. If you have two guys in a race who have similar, in my opinion, the most important stat is player efficiency rating, PER. It's the one I always go to. And you have a player that's a 31.5 and a player that's 31. The player who is more involved in his team's successes, as in he plays more games and is more active in those wins, is the MVP. Whether the other guy scores more points or not. Because the other guy has a smaller sample size to go off of. Right? It's if you play one game and you score 33 points, and the other guy plays 10 games and he scores 33, 30, 29, 28, 30, your average is going to look a lot better because you played one game. Whereas he played 10 games, so his average is going to be lower, but he was better over a longer period of time. That is the MVP to me. So yes, incentivize players to play more because they are, I really hate to say it, they are the product being sold. You are the entertainment. People are paying for your jerseys. People are paying to watch you play. I feel like every week we talk about this.
We do.
It's a...
You won't shut up about it.
That's, okay, fine. When Kawhi is eliminated from the playoffs, I will stop talking about it. But when Kawhi is missing games in the playoffs, despite load managing, I'm going to question load management. Why? So, hold on. I don't actually... Why is Demetrius out? Was it back?
He landed on his hand and aggravated tissues.
Right. That's a crappy one. It is. Everyone always, like, leg injuries are absolutely terrifying and painful, but landing on your hand...
It's going to mess with your shot, too. Yeah. Your layup time. It messes with a lot.
Handles everything.
It's as bad. I think it's. I don't play, so I wouldn't.
Now, my question is.
I think it was his left hand.
It was his non shooting?
I believe so.
So the important question is that his Glock hand or not?
This guy.
Is that his beat up teenager's hand? It is. It is his Glock hand because I'm thinking in my head, I'm seeing the video from the strip club. He had the gun.
You really just can't let that go.
I'm not going to let it go. He should have got more of a punishment. If David Stern was the commissioner still, we would not be watching him play right now. He would be out until the middle of next season. And you can say whatever you want. David Stern ran the NBA like a mob boss. Like, we didn't have any of these weird freaking pregame.
You're sounding old, man. You're sounding really old. We didn't have any of these whippersnappers running around.
It was smoking pot. It was professional.
Threaten and shoot people.
Yeah, we did. I mean, yeah, we did. Jamal Tenney out of a strip club. You know, the amount of people that don't know about that whole era of the Pacers, like the reason Steven Jackson and Al Harrington got moved from the Pacers was because Steven Jackson got into a fight with a dude at a strip club and there was a huge shootout and it was a big ordeal. And yeah. Kept under wraps, though. What else is there to talk about?
I don't know, but you'll find it.
I don't know.
Let's go back to load management.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding. There was something else I definitely wanted to talk about, but I don't remember what it was, so we're going to fill the gap right now. We're going to talk instead about what we're looking forward to. Like, I know this is early, but what are you guys looking forward to the most in the offseason? Is it going to be the draft? Are you looking forward to seeing where Victor Wembanyama goes and where Scoot Henderson goes?
You mean the bust?
Wow. Scoot?
That's weird. Scoot Henderson is now saying he is the top player in this draft class. Do you agree with that?
Honestly,
I need to clarify something. Is it Scoop or Scoot?
Scoot. Scoot.
Okay, Scoot Henderson honestly sounds like a bad NBA 2K villain.
No, so I've said he sounds like a side character from the movie Hoosiers. With Shooter McGavin.
Shooter McGavin. Not wrong.
I'm trying to, like, so we've got the, is it the Thompson twins? We've got Brandon Miller. I'm not going to lie. I really didn't follow the NCAA this year. Normally, I keep track of March Madness, but this year, my bracket got absolutely
busted. Everyone's bracket got busted.
Mine
dude.
Was done the first day. All four of my final four teams got eliminated on day one or day two.
That must have been a great experience.
It was embarrassing, honestly.
I love it. I wish I was there.
I've ever done. It is literally the worst. Why didn't we do a bracket? Like
I don't know. I don't know. I honestly didn't do a bracket this year.
I thought you said you did for work.
No, Alexis did one, remember?
That's where the confusion was.
Yep.
We got to remember to do one next year because I'm not going to be the only one to get embarrassed. Austin, did you do a bracket?
Nope.
That's what I thought.
You're the only one that got embarrassed.
Yep.
I mean, you guys are embarrassed by association.
Here's what I'm...
You're right.
I am technically... Think about this. I want you guys to just silently reflect on the following statement. Are you ready?
Yep.
No.
I am the leader of our band of idiots.
Okay.
That means you are following an absolute moron.
Sure.
Right?
You did it, not me.
I know. I'm an idiot. I will put my hand on a Bible and say it. I am an absolute moron. But you go along with it, right? You do. You do.
I've heard it both ways.
You guys have this game on?
Which one?
76ers Nets. It's the only game going on right now. God, pay attention.
76ers Nets, no.
Kind of boring.
No, I do not.
28 right now.
God, no.
It's a great matchup, right?
It is not a great matchup.
MVP Joel Embiid with 2 points through the first.
He is going to win MVP, though.
Tyrese has been really fun to watch, though.
Yeah, Tyrese Maxey has been amazing.
Who are... Which players... We'll start wrapping up here, but which players are you most excited to watch the careers of?
I mean, it has to be... Victor, unless you're talking about playing now or in the draft.
Playing right now. We're not talking about the draft because a player could look really good in college or overseas or the G League or wherever they're playing now.
Chet.
And then we don't know how good or bad Chet's going to be. He got hurt in a freak way.
We won't ever know.
That. So playing right now. Let's talk more specifically about players that we've already got because that are out of the potential sophomore slump. So rookies, I don't like judging rookies in their first year because like we've had players like Michael Carter Williams who were amazing in their rookie season and then god awful for the rest of their career. And we had other players like I think even Chris Paul had a really bad no Steve Nash. Steve Nash is what I'm thinking of. Steve Nash's rookie season was god awful. Great career, right? So I don't like judging rookies in their first couple years, just to be fair to them, one way or the other. So, players that are not rookies, but are young, who are you most excited to watch the careers of? Obviously,
Mobley.
Mobley, Shea, both of them have Tyrese's, whether it's Maxey or Halliburton.
Yeah.
And then, honestly, De'Aaron Fox. I'm on the Kings bandwagon here.
Honestly,
there you are. All aboard.
The more I see, the more I get a sneaky suspicion that Darius Garland is just going to be an average player.
I don't think so. I think he's going to be an above average starter. I just don't think he's going to be a star.
No, he's not. I don't think so. Well, okay.
So I think he'll be a star. I don't think he'll ever make that leap to superstar, because in my book, superstar is like top 10, top 15 player in the NBA.
That
I don't
be.
Think Darius Garland will ever get there.
No. I don't think he'll, yeah.
He I won't. Do think so. This is a spoiler alert for the offseason. When we do our player position rankings, because we will do an episode for each position, I do think Garland will pretty easily make it into all of our top 10s for point guards.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's necessarily because he's a good point guard or because currently the point guard position is a little weak.
I'm going the weak side.
It is a little weak, like, thinking about it right now. We are definitely in the era of the small forward and strangely shooting guard and center.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, point guard's probably the second weakest position in the league right now. But this is also a, so. Yeah, I think Garland will be a star. I don't think he'll ever come close to superstar. Just because I think if you're going to be a superstar, I think you have to either be so unstoppable offensively to make up for your lack of defense, or you have to play an elite two-way game, and he's never going to be a defensive stopper.
Yeah.
And I just don't see that, what we call the Mamba mentality out of him, like, for offense. Like, he just doesn't have that in him. Like, yeah, he can go out and give you 40, but he's not going to do it consistently.
No. I agree with that.
Kobe 81 point game. That is up there for top NBA moments of all time.
Oh yeah, no, you're right about that one.
Ooh. Kevin Garnett, anything is possible.
Also a good one.
AI talking about practice. That's AI. Iconic. That's iconic.
That is. I'm trying to think of one with Steph.
Steph, there's a game winner I'm trying to think of. I mean, realistically, you could say the fact that Steph Curry changed the landscape of the NBA.
Yeah.
It's not one moment, but he changed the entire NBA. Honestly, like, yes, I will say LeBron being drafted or LeBron's the decision are two of the top moments. But did either of them have the same impact? Because, yes, game-changing player. But Steph Curry changed the NBA. Oh, what? Austin, check this for me. Was Michael Jordan's last shot for the Bulls? I'm trying to remember. I believe his last shot ever taken for the Bulls was a buzzer beater game winner. If so, that's number one. I think it was. I could be imagining that in my head.
Head cannon.
I'm just going to go with it because that's.
During the game, the Jazz were leading 86-85 with 18.9 left. Michael Jordan stole the ball from Karl Malone in the post. Jordan then ran down the court, used a crossover dribble and a slight shove on Byron Russell to nail a 20-foot jumper for an 87-86 lead with 5.2 left to play.
And a slight shove is basically...
So it was, did they end up winning the game?
Yes.
I'd assume so.
So Michael Jordan's last shot for the Chicago Bulls was a game winner at the end of the game. That is up
yes.
there.
And dropped 45.
And he dropped 45. Oh. Has there ever been a player as good as Michael? No.
Was a better one.
No. Luka's
yeah,
not
he
there
just hasn't
yet.
Been born yet.
Luka's not there yet. He will be.
I don't think so.
I fully, fully respect LeBron James as a basketball player. I will not call him the greatest of all time. I don't care if you could, like, you could give me reasons for him being the greatest of all time. Totally respect that. Totally understand that. you're not wrong with any of the points you're making, but I will never call him the greatest of all time.
That's fine. I just want to point this out. Michael Jordan, at the same time, was dwindling with the Wizards, if he was even still in the NBA. LeBron is the leading scorer on his team and potentially about to push them past the first round of the playoffs at borderline 40.
Mm-hmm.
Is there name a better player at this advanced age than LeBron James? Name one.
At this age?
Yes, at this age. Name a better player.
I mean, I'll give you longevity, but
Tom Brady.
Why are we comparing? So going back to the decision, okay? Because we've talked about that a few times here. When that happened, the comparison for greatest of all time was going to be LeBron James winning, right? It has shifted, and you might not notice it as a LeBron stan. But in the past few years, it has shifted. Instead of being about accolades, once it became clear that LeBron James was not going to catch Michael Jordan in terms of championships. Because he's not. Like, if the Lakers won this year, like, I'm building a bunker. Because it's just not happening. When it became clear that LeBron was not going to match Jordan or beat Jordan for total championship, LeBron stands, like you, shifted the greatest of all time requirements to
longevity.
I just asked a simple question. I asked, who at this advanced age is better performing at a higher level than LeBron James?
I mean, Kobe dropped 60.
He dropped 60. Kobe was averaging like 20.
Man, like, I don't agree with the metric that you're trying to use here. Because, again, we're not saying who's had a better career. We're not saying who's won more. We're saying, yeah, he's old and he's still doing good. He's not going to win, but he's still doing good. As if that's the metric we're judging them off of. And that shouldn't be the case.
No, he's not just doing good. He's doing greater than anyone who's ever played at this point. That's not just good.
I don't know. I don't think that factors into the GOAT conversation, though. How? Yeah, because without the Achilles injury, Kobe would be there.
Maybe.
And then there's no maybe. There's no maybe. Kobe would probably still be playing today.
Wow.
Kobe would still be playing today. The season he got injured, he was averaging 27.3. I don't remember how old he was at that time, but he was already up there.
I think he was 35, 36.
But, yeah, no, it's being disingenuous, and it is a conversation that has shifted in recent seasons where now it's, well, look how good LeBron's playing when he's old. Michael didn't play that good when he was old. Like, and it's also hilarious because Angelo, don't say anything, okay? Do not interrupt here. Austin, do you notice there's the direct correlation between the people that are saying like things like, oh, he's playing good when he's old, and also Luka's not good because he hasn't won yet? Like, they care about the rings unless it counts against LeBron. In which case, it's about how good he's playing when he's old.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that in our friend group?
I don't remember which side it goes, but someone's moving goalposts. I don't remember if we say that about Ryan or if we say that about Angelo.
We're moving what?
Goalposts.
Oh, it's both of us here. It's absolutely both of us. But that's not the point. The point I'm trying to make is, has he not said it doesn't matter how good you play if you haven't won.
It's true.
So, do you agree that it's a little disingenuous for him to not say he's not the GOAT, or he's the GOAT, he hasn't won as much, but he's played longer? So which is,
I can
it?
See
is,
that.
It, is it the wins are the most important thing, or is it the longevity? Is it the high level of play that doesn't end up meaning anything, or is it the rings? Which is more important? Now you can talk, Angelo. So, go ahead. Which one's more important?
Say, is that a question for me or for Angelo?
I just want to see him talk his way out of that one, because that is what he said. You're not good if you don't win rings. But if you play good when you're old, that counteracts rings, apparently. Is he speechless? Does he not have a counter?
Listen, I just, at this point, if at this point, I think you're right in the sense that who you have as the GOAT is who you have as the GOAT.
Oh my god, that's the politician answer.
That was such a agree to disagree.
Yeah. That was like the most political answer I've ever heard. That's the I'm not going to disagree with you because I have said that on this podcast. But you also just completely destroyed everything I was saying. That is what he just said. Because either he agrees with me and destroys his current argument, or disagrees with me and destroys his previous argument, because he said Damian Lillard is not one of the greatest players ever because he hasn't won anything.
Single time. Yes, he hasn't won a single time.
So if you win once and then play good when you're 40, you're the greatest of all time. As long as you win that one.
You act like LeBron doesn't have 10 finals appearances and 4 rings.
How many wins?
I said and 4 rings.
How many? Hold on. How many finals appearances does Michael Jeffrey Jordan have?
6.
How many finals wins does Michael Jeffrey Jordan have?
6.
40% versus 100%. This is a real tough one.
Hey. You still got to make it to the show. And LeBron
did make it to the show. He made it to the show every time.
He did. LeBron did make it to the show every time for about a decade, pretty much.
And then he lost it every time.
Not every time.
60% of the time.
Yes. But could you name the super team that was made to stop Michael Jordan?
Made to stop Jordan?
Yep.
There wouldn't have been one.
Because it didn't happen.
No, because it wouldn't have
mattered. There was no Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green coming together to stop Michael Jordan.
Let me ask you this. What
Jordan was the Warriors of his era.
Let me ask you this. What super team did Michael Jeffrey Jordan leave Chicago to go form because he couldn't win a ring? Which one was it?
Listen, mobility was No, I'm trying to give you context.
You cannot have mobility it both ways.
Was not that huge of a thing back then.
So here's the thing about here's the mobility. Difference between, like, here's the difference between Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and LeBron James. Because I'm going to include Kobe here, and honestly, I could include also Larry Bird because they have kind of the same mentality. So if you were to go one-on-one against Kobe or Jordan and you beat them, right? And you beat them specifically because your left hand was amazing and you were doing circus layups every time. The next time you played, they would have watched you do that thousands of times, and they would have came back with a counter to that. If you beat Jordan or Kobe in the NBA Finals or in the Western Conference, Eastern Conference, whatever finals, they're coming back next year having watched your game more than you and figured out your weakness and exploited it. Whether or not that's going to work out or not, that's what they were going to do. What they were not going to do is give up and go form a super team. So when you're having the GOAT talk with me, do not try to justify it as what super team was formed to stop them when the player you're saying what super team was formed to stop that player was the player that formed the first real super team.
Boston. I'm telling you, that team does not come together if Boston doesn't do that. But that's regardless.
You consider Boston a super team.
You that don't? Was... Okay.
So do you remember in the group chat when Austin's name was Shady Oaks Retirement Home? That was Boston. They're very good old men, but they were old men. And that super team was not put together to stop LeBron because LeBron hadn't won anything yet.
No, it wasn't. But I'm saying he formed the Heat. He specifically said he formed the Heat together and he went to the Heat because of that.
But
because,
that's what I'm saying. Kobe wouldn't do that. Jordan wouldn't do that.
You don't. I don't think you know that, especially if they're in this era.
I think we do know that. I think we saw that enough because they didn't go to the finals every year. And, like, we can talk about, oh, they went to the finals every year. They went to the finals every year on a super team.
I don't know how many times LeBron was on the best team in the NBA.
Not the best team in the NBA. You only have to do the best team in your conference. And every year, he was on the best team in his conference.
That's kind of what you have to do to win a championship. That's part of it, is being on the best team in the NBA.
That's not true. Every... Sacramento Kings are going to win this year.
Stop it.
I just love Austin's like presence on these shows. Like, I feel like he, like, when we're talking about going into the episode, he's like full gung-ho. Like, yes, we're going to do this tonight. And then, like, we just get on our little... soapboxes, and he's just like, I'm not associating with these dumbasses.
Yeah, he's too busy. He has to find
I'm
me.
Here for the witty one-liners.
He's here to...
Austin, what's the meme for the 100 Years War?
For the 100 Years War?
Yeah.
Do they actually teach that in Florida schools?
Probably not.
No, not really.
They teach that the Civil War was about states' rights.
God. What's the meme about the French Revolution? Please don't say they don't teach that.
I didn't get to create memes then.
Wow.
I was too new.
Can I create the memes for your classes?
If you want.
Okay, I'll send them to you.
We're doing the Cold War.
Oh,
God.
Holy. Well, I'm about to end up on some sort of watch list.
Yeah, you are. You already are. You know, let's be real. You've already been on a watch list.
We're basically doing the post episode. So let's go ahead and wrap up here. And then we'll do the post episode. So, Angelo, just for clarification, because I actually do not know, where do you find the post episode? Because it is not on the RSS feed.
No, it is not. It is a YouTube exclusive.
Oh, so... after this episode, go ahead and pop on over to YouTube for the after episode where we...
Would you want an RSS?
No, I don't want an RSS. I do not want us to lose our not explicit rating. So on the bonus episode, after episode, whatever, we talk about more than basketball. It's kind of just a life, universe, and everything podcast. Tonight we're going to talk about baseball and other things.
Oh, boy.
That's going to be over on YouTube. No Reserves podcast over there, I think, is our YouTube. Is that our YouTube?
I think I've changed it to No Reserves Radio.
No Reserves Radio over on YouTube. We are on all the social media platforms. I used to say that every episode, but we really haven't used them. We have actually some decent interaction on them, but I get the notifications and then I forget about it, so... you can follow us on all social medias except TikTok, because we're not putting that on our phones, because...
we're too old for that.
Well, no, it's probably just going to get banned.
We're too old for that. That's brilliant.
Also, coming June, there will be new changes made to the social media.
What? What?
Yep.
He's made an announcement that we're not aware of. So apparently, we're going to go learn what these changes coming in June are. Thank you for joining us tonight. Join us over on YouTube for the after episode. It's a little more adult-themed content, I guess. It's a lot dumber. And
yeah.
a lot more of insulting each other, and it's a more realistic conversation between us because we monitor ourselves here because we don't want to. So, okay, meta time. You have to not cuss like at all. Like you can get away with a couple here and there to not lose your explicit or not explicit rating, which basically gets you off of any algorithm of like recommendations anywhere. Yeah. It doesn't matter if the person like if you are only subscribed to adult content, you're like subscribed to like porn stars, right? And you're listening to them do audio porn star things. I don't know. You're into what you're into. I'm not your dad. I'm not judging you.
Goodbye, explicit, non-explicit rating.
So, like, if you're into that and you're watching all that or listening to all that, even if you're doing that, if someone is explicit, you're not going to get a recommendation from them, which makes no sense. So, our main channel here, which is our RSS feed, is... we try to limit that. There are occasional times where we do the evils of cursing, but most of that is going to be our authentic conversations, which are on the post episodes, which are not typically basketball related. So if you're looking for something not basketball related, check out the post show, because I know some of our listeners who are people that I have encouraged to listen to us out of threat, they're looking for our content later when we branch out and other things. You're going to get that there. We're going to talk about movies, video games, whatever. In this case, it's going to be baseball. So we're still talking about sports. So if that's not your thing, don't go there. But still go there. Whatever. I don't know. Again, I'm not your dad. Thank you for joining us this week. Just ended, Angelo. See you all later.
That was a mess.